A new program at the University of Connecticut is offering its students a chance to experiment with cannabis in the classroom. Patrick Scahill of Connecticut Public Radio reports that UConn is offering classes about the science behind growing cannabis, and student enrollment has, well, lit up.
It's something you might expect to see on a poster in a dorm. Bright green leaves, fanned and serrated. It's cannabis, except today when it will be center stage on a table in the biggest lecture hall on UConn's campus. But first, it has to get there.
I drive a UConn van into the middle of campus, and I unload all of the cannabis plants into the largest lecture hall.
Madison Blake is a junior horticulture major at UConn in Storrs, Connecticut. Today, she'll transport these hemp plants from the greenhouse.
There's a lot of oohing and aahing, generally, especially when you're like carrying them on carts.
Hemp and marijuana are both types of cannabis, but chemically, they're different. Hemp has cannabidiol, or CBD, but not enough THC to produce the high induced by marijuana. Hemp is used in everything from beauty products to clothing, and UConn's teaching a whole class on growing just this one kind of plant.
All right, welcome everyone.
Madison Blake is one of around 300 students in the class. There are classes on seed selection and lighting, and others on irrigation and nutrients. Instructor Matthew DeBacco says the goal is to present a scientifically backed way to grow and to dispel myths that for years may have passed between illicit growers.
Friends of friends sharing information that may have absolutely no scientific basis.
DeBacco wants the research-backed processes students get in this class to be directly infused into the cannabis industry. He says the lessons students learn on hemp are directly transferable to marijuana, and markets for hemp and marijuana are growing. So far, 10 states and the District of Columbia have legalized recreational pot. Others like Connecticut and New York are considering it, and 33 states have legalized medical marijuana. Senior communication major Michael Milius thinks taking this class could help him find a job.
I see on the news a lot that cannabis and marijuana are becoming more prevalent with becoming legal across the country, and I figured if this does turn out to be something that, like a market pops up, maybe it would be good for me to know how to grow.
Gerald Berkowitz is a plant biologist and a professor at UConn who's helping to teach the course. He says another goal is just to break down stigma.
There's a certain culture associated with cannabis. I myself am a Grateful Deadhead.
Berkowitz says years of that culture, combined with tight federal research regulations, means there's been little study of cannabis.
There's lack of peer review. There's lack of scholarship. There's lack of sharing of information.
Berkowitz and his students have been running controlled experiments on hemp at UConn for around 3 years, and as more academics get into the field, he's hopeful courses like this will make cannabis research blossom.
If we have students who treat the course as seriously as we're offering it, I think that we will have a situation where people in myriad fields, academic fields, are going to feel legitimatized.
Student Madison Blake says her work in the campus greenhouse has made her curious about maybe exploring cannabis as a career.
I don't know if that's 100% what I want to do with my whole life, but I'm definitely interested in the plant, where it could go from here.
Because when it comes to career and cannabis, University of Connecticut students like Blake are still figuring it all out. For NPR News, I'm Patrick Scahill in Hartford, Connecticut.